Suppose it's just a short vart, beautiful vart on the parsha. So the pasuk says, the pasuk in Bamidbar begins, "Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'ohel moed." So we'll remember again, Chumash Bamidbar pretty much picks up after the giving of the Torah. So Chal Yisrael will see the Torah Har Sinai, and I will say, if you notice again, so the Torah goes out of its way to identify ultimately the Midbar as Midbar Sinai, to almost link the opening of Chumash Bamidbar with Sinaitic revelation, with Kabbalah Satorah. I will say, there's an incredible connection in general. We know Parshas Bamidbar, I will say, is always read on the Shabbos before Shavuos. It's the way that the calendar is set up. There's a very strong connection, ultimately, again, between the Yisolos of Parshas Bamidbar and the Kabbalah Satorah of Yom Tov of Shavuos. So we'll say, so along those lines, because the Torah introduces this particular sefer with Midbar Sinai, linking it to Sinaitic revelation, so I'll share with you a beautiful idea by the Shem Yishmuel. So the Shem Yishmuel quotes the Medrash. The Medrash writes, in Medrash Rabbah, says, "Begimel Dvarim Nitna HaTorah." Torah was given Rabbi Osai in three different ways, or through three different mediums. Ba'ish, ba'mayim, u'ba'midbar. Torah was given ultimately again through fire, through water, and in the desert. So the Medrash elaborates, Rabbi Osai, in each of these things, meaning again, ba'mayim, because really the process of Kabbalah Satorah really begins, Rabbi Osai, with Kriyas Yamsuf. That's really the beginning. If you think about it, that's the beginning of the Kabbalah Satorah experience. That's the Zekili Vandeyu, the beginning of a dramatic relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eish, because ultimately, again, remember, Har Sinai, Vahar Bo'er Ba'ish, the mountain itself was engulfed by flames. And Midbar, ultimately, again, it's given in the middle of the desert. So we'll say, what the Medrash is trying to tell us is that these three Yesodos, these three entities of Eish, Mayim, Midbar, are the three necessary entities. They represent different character traits, or they represent different essences that are ultimately necessary for the cultivation of a complete and coherent spiritual identity. So let's listen to what the Shem Yishmuel says. He says, "Shlosha advarim ha'elu, samalim heim la'adam yisrabah ma'yizka l'kinyin Torah." So Shem Yishmuel writes, Rabbi Osai, that these three things ultimately teach us, these three things represent three different parts of our identity in order to be fully mekabel Torah, in order to cultivate a real religious identity. Listen to this. Eish, what does fire represent? He says, "Shal heves ka lahat v'slavus eish haba'eres b'lev Yisrael ha'meshtokikim l'avim shebashar." Rabbi Osai, what does fire represent? Fire represents passion. Fire represents intensity. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us that if you want to be successful in your Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Osai, it requires passion. It requires just incredible intensity. If a person just goes through the motions, if a person just behaves or observes their Judaism in a mechanistic, dispassionate way, it's hard to cultivate a relationship like that. So, you know, we've quoted the Vart from Levi Yitzchak so many times, Hadlaka Ose Mitzvah. That Rabbi Osai, it's only if you ignite yourself, it's only if you make yourself on fire, it's only if there's ish, if only if it's your passionate about your Yiddishkeit, can you go ahead and cultivate a meaningful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet Rabbi Osai says to Shem Yishmuel, what's Mayim? What does water represent? Karirus Umesinus. So what is water? This is amazing. Water is cold and dispassionate and measured. He says, "Yishuv adas utzalilus hamachshava lachshov cheshbona shel Torah buruach nechona b'sechel tov." I will say, passion is wonderful, but if passion is unchecked, if a person always makes all of their decisions through the mechanism of passion, you could end up getting yourself into a lot of trouble. So on one hand, Rabbi Osai is amazing. This is why we're such a complicated people. On one hand, I have to be Eish. I have to be on fire. On the other hand, I have to be Mayim. I also have to know how to have a little bit of Karirus, a little bit of Masinos, a little bit dispassionate, a little bit cold, a little bit measured, to know ultimately, again, how to make proper decisions in life. So I have to be Eish and Mayim simultaneously. Rabbi Osai, by the way, you also understand now, you know, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, because Baruch already taught us this lesson, you know, each of the Makas had a beautiful lesson for Klal Yisrael, not just the Baal Shem Tov for Egypt. We learned this, where do we learn this lesson? By Barad, right? By Barad was, Eish Shumayim Mislakachas Ka'achas. Baal Shem Tov says, I need you to be fierily passionate, and I also need you to be cold as water, cold and measured as water. And we'll say again, just like, okay, fine, that's water. There's a lot more to say in this, but we don't have time. Next, Midbar. We'll say, what's the desert? This is beautiful. Midbar is Vitor Akol HaTa'anugos V'cheshkei HaOlam HaZeh HaMonim Es HaAdam HaSagas HaShemus. We'll say, the Midbar teaches us not to be overly materialistic people. We'll say, it's the amazing thing. If you're stuck in the desert, if you're stuck in the desert, we'll say, what are you going to be happy with? Right? Okay, don't be right. Not just water, but you know, if you have water and a tent, right? You have water and shade, mamish. You're so happy. He'll say, in other words, in the desert, it takes very little on a gashmi level to make me happy. So the Midbar teaches us, Rabbi Osei, that don't hinge your happiness on gashmius. Don't hinge your happiness and fulfillment on materialism. Because true happiness, I will say, will never come from something you buy. True happiness will never come from something you own. It's nice. Torah is not telling us not to have it. Torah is not telling us that it's usur. Torah is just telling us you can have it, you can enjoy it, but don't think for a moment that that's where your happiness will come from. The Midbar teaches us, Rabbi Osei, that true happiness comes from the person I create, not from the objects or the possessions that I purchase. Just like in the Midbar, a person is happy with very little. And those little things, Rabbi Osei, you know, if you're in a desert and you get that little glass of water, it's the same way, forget about the desert, you know, on a just ridiculously hot day, and you're thirsty and you get that first sip of water. Rabbi Osei, how do you feel when you get that first sip of water? Like $1 million. Like, you feel in that moment probably happier than you feel in so many other situations in life. Or there's a cool breeze, or there's a little bit of shave. You feel sad. We'll say, if you could bottle that moment and take it with you throughout life and feel what true happiness means. And it doesn't require all of the other material trappings we sometimes spend our lives pursuing. That's the Midbar. So Moshe says the Shem Yishmuel, that's the meaning of the desert. That's the meaning of the Medrash. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us that Torah was given, right? Torah, Begimel Dvarab Nitna Torah. Torah was given in 3 ways, which means that Torah, spirituality, successful living, is accomplished through 3 different tenets. Number one, Ish. To be passionate about their Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Osei. Not just to go through the motions, not just to go ahead and get by, but to try to be passionate. Maim. But Rabbi Osei, don't let your passion get the best of you. Sometimes in life you can't approach things with passion. You have to approach it with the karirus and the mesinos, the coldness and the deliberateness of water. Person has to be measured in their approach in life. I have to be passionate, but I also have to be thoughtful and midbar. Rabbi Osei, recognizing that my happiness in life will never come from something gashmi. The gashmi things I have are nice. The gashmi things I have are enjoyable. The gashmi things I have are pleasurable. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Osei, those will never be the things that give me happiness. The only true things that give me happiness, Rabbi Osei, are the Ribono Shel Olam, are His Torah, are His mitzvos, and the ruchnius I'm able to acquire. All right, Rabbi Osei, shkoyach.